Have you been diagnosed with an eye disease, or do you have unanswered questions about your eyes? In this podcast series, we'll be diving deep into all eye-related aspects, so stick around to discover the answers you've been looking for. My name's Vic Masuria, and I'd like to welcome you to the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast. Hi all, I'm really excited that you decided to tune in for this podcast series. This is episode one. Hopefully I'm going to be sharing with you guys kind of a little bit of knowledge and experience on a regular basis. I'm going to aim to try and post a podcast, ideally a few times a week, just discussing about various eye health topics and things that are quite current, answering kind of common questions that I've come across on Facebook forums, just on the internet, and mainly from dealing with patients on a day-to-day basis. So let me tell you a little bit about you. As I said, my name's Vic Masuria. I'm a clinical optometrist here in the UK. I have a number of independent practices where I see my private clients, but I've had a history of teaching at university as a clinical lecturer, and also I'm working within the hospital sector for the NHS, seeing patients primarily with emergency eye health issues. But as I say, I've got really good practical experience and knowledge within the industry, and I'm going to be speaking to throughout this podcast series, I'm going to be kind of speaking to patients to get their interpretation of that, their eye health concerns. And hopefully I'm going to be running some interviews on a regular basis with other professionals in the industry who can give us a bit more insight into their specialities. I really wanted to record this series just to really get a helpful insight into eye health and help patients similar to you who's probably listening to this. Kind of, I've been practicing for over 10 years now, and kind of I've really noticed a pattern of whether they're in private practice seeing other practitioners, or they've been going to patients have been seen at the hospital. Commonly they're kind of diagnosed with an eye disease, but whether it's the hospital environment, the consultant, or they don't have time to kind of explain what the condition about, explaining pain English, kind of what they've been diagnosed with, the potential outcomes of this in the long-term future, and also what patients can be doing on a day-to-day basis to potentially help themselves limit the issues that they're going to develop further down the line. Also, it's kind of really there to help potentially alleviate some stress and anxiety. I know it can be quite a tough issue. As I say, I've been dealing and helping with patients for a number of years now, and I tend to see a lot of ongoing patients coming to me after they've been to other practitioners or been to the hospital, just really panicky and really worried and concerned. And as I said, I really wanted to put something out there that was a resource out there that was going to help my patients, but not only my patients, the general whole community and any people out there that are kind of recently diagnosed with an eye condition, or friends and family that have been experiencing eye conditions, and just really have any unanswered questions. So as I said, even if this helps 5 people or 10 people, or even just that one person, just to reassure them, reduce their anxiety, and just give them a lot more or even a bit more information about what their situation is, I'll feel that kind of I've left a good message out there and caused a positive impact to the wider community. So as I say, that was the real purpose of this podcast, and I'd really love for you to stay tuned, hit the subscribe button, and as I say, I look forward to helping and delivering and serving you with all your needs. Cheers, guys. If you found this podcast series useful, please screenshot this episode using your phone and post it on socials, and tag me at Vic Masuria using the hashtag iHealthPodcast. This way, you can help me spread the word and help others just like you.